Well, let's build our case. I do this in the afterword, so you can find this in The Last Sacrifice. But I make the point that The Last Disciple series is based on an interpretation of Scripture that holds that the entire, not just Revelation, but the entire New Testament was completed prior to the structure of the temple in AD 70. And in contrast, of course, the Left Behind series is based on the assumption that Revelation was written in AD 95, long after Jerusalem's destruction. It asserts, in fact, that Revelation describes events that will likely take place in the 21st century rather than the first century. This is how Tim LaHaye puts it. Quote, Revelation was written by John in AD 95, which means that the book of Revelation describes yet future events of the last days just before Jesus comes back to this earth. In fact, Dr. LaHaye has gone so far as to dismiss the notion that Revelation was written before AD 70 as historically ridiculous. Well, segment a closer look at the evidence reveals not only that such dismissive language is unwarranted, but that the late date proposition is untenable. Now first, let me say this. It's instructive to note that the late dating for Revelation is largely dependent on a single, and underscore that word single, a single and markedly ambiguous sentence in the writings of a church father named Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyons. And that sentence can be taken to mean either that John or that John's apocalyptic vision was seen towards the end of Domitian's reign. Moreover, the credibility of Irenaeus as a source is called into question by his contention. By the way, this is in the very same volume. His contention that Jesus was crucified when he was about 50 years of age. I don't think that there are too many evangelicals that hold to that proposition. Furthermore, if the Apostle John were indeed writing in AD 95, it seems incredible that he'd make no mention whatsoever of the most apocalyptic event in Jewish history, the demolition of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple at the hands of Titus. This would be tantamount to writing a history of New York City today and making no mention whatsoever of the destruction of the World Trade Center at the hands of terrorists, September 11, 2001. More directly, imagine writing a thesis on the future of terrorism in America and then fail to mention the Manhattan Massacre. Here's another parallel. Imagine you're reading a history concerning Jewish struggles in Nazi Germany, and then you find no mention whatsoever of the Holocaust. Would it be historically ridiculous or historically reasonable to suppose this history had been written prior to the outbreak of World War II? Well, the answer is self-evident, just as it stretches credulity to suggest that a history on the Jews in Germany written in the aftermath of World War II would make no mention of the Holocaust, so too, it's quite unlikely that Revelation could have been written 25 years after the destruction of Jerusalem and yet make no mention of the most apocalyptic event in Jewish history.